This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, John O'Donnell created Johnny O, his lifestyle apparel brand, back in 2005. It's a reflection of John's love of the West Coast lifestyle and East Coast style. It is a pleasure to welcome John O'Donnell to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hi, John.
John, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for having me.
You know, it's my pleasure. I've been wanting to do this for a while. I know you've probably told the story a million times. I'll ask you to do it one more time. Yeah. Tell me how.
Never get tired telling the story.
Tell me how Johnny O started.
How did it start? Huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I in your intro you touched on it, but I just real quick because the background helps set the stage. I grew up in the north suburbs of Chicago in the land of blue blazers, khaki pants, and penny loafers. A rather preppy neighborhood. You know, played a lot of sports growing up, including golf. Then went out to UCLA for college and was suddenly introduced to the whole Southern California lifestyle and ended up living out here for the past 20 years. And I've never really been a apparel guy, but I like to think that I've been a marketing sales idea guy. And so the idea was, how come there isn't a, hate to use other brands, but how come there isn't a polo horse, if you will, for Southern California? I thought there was an opportunity to kind of marry the life of a Polo Ralph Lauren brand with the life of the Southern California surf brands, you know, Quiksilver and Oakley and things like that. But, you know, the idea was, let's come up with an iconic Southern California logo, which ended up being our guy standing next to the surfboard. But instead of marrying that with classic surf gear, if you will, I said, let's marry it more with apparel or pieces that I'm more used to. That being, you know, more traditional classic pieces. And so, you know, I put my name on it, Johnny O. We got the logo and I started hacking away at it, no pun intended, and had a lot of relationships in the golf industry. I had worked at the Golf Channel for a couple of years in their infancy in the advertising sales department and was able to get into, you know, a dozen country club / pro shops pretty quickly. And there was an immediate appetite for, you know, our original polo shirt. And at that point, I had been in sales long enough to know when, you know, the fish are really biting or when people are just being nice, and they were biting. There was a definite appetite for what we were doing. So I just have continued, and here we are 12 years later with, I don't know, close to 70 full-time employees, and we're cooking.
You know, you mentioned 12 years. Do you run into anybody, John, who says, you know, I'm just now hearing about you. You must be like an overnight sensation.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I said, if they only knew. We're definitely not under the radar, but we're in that boutique brand kind of level. But we're in up over 800 shops now around the country. It's a combination of, you know, resorts, hotels, the country club, pro shops, men's and boys specialty shops. So it is just in the last 2-3 years, we've really, really started to explode. I've always tried to take it relatively slow, not try to, you know, beat people over the head with it and try to have, you know, meteoric growth. I think that's the quickest way to become a fad. And so I think we've got some real deep roots, and consumers have been loyal to us, and we're building a very, very strong brand that I think can has a chance to last for a long time.
So if I read you correctly, golf was purposeful. You saw that this brand and golf would make a good marriage.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I played a ton of golf, so then I started this. I did some polo shirts. It wasn't that I've never positioned it as a golf brand, but because I have always had so many relationships in the golf industry, that being country clubs and pros and the like, that was my lowest hanging fruit, if you will, to sell it into some shops. I didn't know anything about, you know, Joe Blow retail shops or department stores or whatever it might be. So this was just kind of connecting the social dots and saying, hey, Mr. You know, pro that, you know, I've known for 15 years, we, you know, buy 48 pieces and put it in your pro shop. So it wasn't that I set out to be a golf brand, but it was definitely the jumping in point. And golf is still a really, really important channel for us. Just from the consumer group and the type of people that it attracts to our brand, you know, as far as revenue goes, it's a definitely a smaller part of the puzzle. But as far as strategy goes, it's very important to the growth and the consistency and the kind of the profile of what the Johnny O brand stands for.
We are talking with John O'Donnell from Johnny O here on the Augusta Golf Show. You've got some pros behind you. What do they say about the product?
We do. We've got. Well, it's interesting because, you know, when I first started, John, getting into golf shops, and you know, the initial question from pros and anyone would be, you know, what's a guy holding a surfboard doing in a golf shop? And I, you know, it was a reasonable question, but I just usually hit him with, well, what's an alligator doing in a golf shop, or what's a guy riding a polo horse doing in a golf shop? So I had to set the record straight that we were not an aspiring surf brand. We were not an aspiring golf brand. We were an aspiring lifestyle brand, and our logo just happened to be a guy standing next to a surfboard. So we've got five players on the PGA Tour wearing our stuff, and it's they're great guys. We've got Aaron Baddeley, Kevin Streelman, Sean O'Hare, Derek Fathauer, and a young player by the name of Rick Lamb. And they're just five solid guys. They fit who we are, our profile. They're family guys. They're just solid individuals. So it's kind of a cool little deal for us to be out there. But again, we're not, you know, breaking the bank on player endorsements. It's not, you know, financially the biggest play for us, but we've invested in these guys and they love wearing the brand and it's something different for them. And so they've really embraced it.
Let's spend a couple of minutes talking about a couple of things you do. The first time I heard of Johnny O, 3-4 years ago, all I heard about was the tweener button. So explain the tweener button.
I was so happy you'd touch on that. So, again, having never been from an apparel background, I have always looked at clothing like probably the same way any other, you know, Joe Schmo does. It's not, you know, I don't talk about cuts and silhouettes and color palettes and things like that. I talk about what's a great shirt or what's a great pair of pants, how do they look, how do they feel. And one of the things I always struggled with is when you wear a button-down shirt, and I think all guys have struggled with it, it's, you know, whether or not to button that second button. We call it the dreaded second button, the second button dilemma. And we've all had the conversation with our wives or girlfriends or spouses, whatever it might be, where if you button that second button, you feel a little too buttoned up. But the minute you unbutton that, you know, you've gone a little too pendulum too far the other way. It went too Vegas for some people's taste. So I thought, why isn't there something that kind of, how do we fix this? And so I came up with what we call the tweener button. And it is we've got a patent on it, which is really cool. And it's a hidden button and a hidden placket that bisects the second and third button on a button-down shirt. So, John, what we do is we call, instead of buttoning your tweener button, we say you activate your tweener, okay? And it closes that gap, but it allows you to unbutton that second button without going too far to the disco look. Yeah. And it has been a home run for us because, you know, button-down shirts are button-down shirts, and it's hard to differentiate products. But this is something that is an absolute game changer and been a home run for us.
Speaking of game changing, is your shirt tucked in right now, John?
You know what? My shirt is tucked in right now.
Oh, okay.
And I know where you're going with this, which is a great segue into our. I don't even know if you're familiar with our Hanging Out collection.
Yes. Was there a memo about untucked shirts? How did this all start?
I'll tell you how it started. It was, I don't know if you recall, but I remember about 15 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, all of a sudden guys started buying these really, I used to see it in Vegas mostly, and these guys would go out and they'd go out in packs at night, and there'd be 12 of them, and they'd have their expensive $250 button-down woven shirt on, and they'd have the sleeves rolled up, and they'd all have them untucked.
Hmm.
And it was just a bad look because the shirts were not made or cut or sewn to be worn untucked. Mm-hmm. And then kudos to the company Untuck It that said, you know what, we can fulfill a need here. We can make a shirt that is meant to be worn untucked, if you will. And so they've done a great job. But the fact of the matter is I felt like there was a place for us in that market. And so we don't use the word untuck or untucked or untuck it because that's kind of spoken for. So I came up with the collection. It's called the Hanging Out Collection. So it's kind of got a double entendre because you kind of wear them when you're hanging out, and the shirt is kind of hanging out. And
yeah.
So we shortened it. We made it a little, kind of narrowed the cut at the bottom. And the Hanging Out Collection has been another home run for us. And the great thing about it is all of our Hanging Out button-down shirts have the tweener button. So we feel like it's the ultimate casual button-down shirt on the market.
30 seconds, minute or so left. I've turned 60 this year, John. Am I too old for Johnny O clothes?
God, no. Are you kidding me? It's funny you say that, but we've got, we do boys, so they, we start at size 4, and we've got all the way up to the grandfathers. It's, you don't have to be some cool dude to wear it just because it's a guy holding the circle. We have very, very classic pieces, so we're going to send you some, and you're going to wear it, and when you put it on, you'll feel 15 years younger.
Oh, wow. Now, there's a guarantee. He is John O'Donnell from Johnny O. I have wanted to do this for a while. John, thank you for taking the time to do this.
John, thanks for having me.
Congratulations on all of this.
Thank you, buddy.